The Mishkan, as it was a moving structure, it was a house in transit of the Eibishter, had some very, very unique features. In this year, we're going to be discussing two of these unique features of the Mishkan. One is the Kroshim, the Atzei Shittim, which is actually Negea, because the Omaimer Basi Legani is based on the Kroshim of the Mishkan, the beams, the wooden beams, and the Oirois Techoshim, the special coverings that were made from a very special animal, which we'll discuss soon. Let's start with the Atzei Shittim. The Eibishter tells the Yidin that we have to make Kroshim la Mishkan, we have to make beams, pillars, for the Mishkan, Atzei Shittim Oimdim, special types of wood, and it's going to be stood up, and they're going to be, you know, they would take it apart, put it back together in the special Adonim sockets that there were. And Rashi asked the question, and that is, Uma'ayin Hoyulem Bamidbar, where in the world were they getting these beams, these trees, these cedar trees in the Midbar? They don't grow. How are you going to find these wood for Kroshim? And Rashi says, very simple, that when Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, which is in Parshas Vayigash, he comes down to Mitzrayim, he knew that Yidden are going to be in Golos. He also knew that when they go out, they're going to have to build a Mishkan, and they're going to need wood. So he planted these trees, and for 210 years, these trees were there. And when Yidden left Mitzrayim, they took the trees with them, waiting for the tzivoy of the building of the Mishkan. And Baruch Hashem, there came the tzivoy from Hashem, v'osu li migdosh, v'shechanti b'soicham. And with these trees that Yaakov Avinu planted, they were able to build the Kroshim for the Mishkan. Al Tzeir, fine, it makes a lot of sense, except for the fact that there were so many other things, precious jewels and diamonds, Avni Shoyam, Avni Miluim, other things that the Yidden were asked to bring for the Mishkan, and they didn't have in the Midbar. And you know what happened? The Eibishter made a miracle. And the Anonim Heviyum, the clouds brought from all over the world, these special things, the ornaments and different diamonds, jewels and rubies that were needed for the Choshen, for the Avnei Shoyam, different things that were needed. In other words, if Yaakov Avinu would not have planted the trees in Mitzrayim, the Eibishter would have figured out a way to get them this wood. Think about the schlep that Yaakov Avinu did. He planted these trees. It's very hard to plant trees. They had to keep the trees going. Then they had to cut the trees, schlep the trees, just to build the Mishkan. Why didn't he save this whole thing? When they get to the Midbar, they order on Amazon Cloud 9 Prime, and within a few hours, the Anonim will come flying in, and you'll have a delivery with the drones. They're going to be dropping off Atzei Shittim from wherever they are, and we saved ourselves all this hassle, all this tircha, all this bother. So what's going on over here? So the Rebbe gives in the Kutisiches, Chelek Lamed Aleph, Parshas Truma, a gewaldike understanding in this whole story. And it's very important that we get this clear. And that is that Yaakov Avinu's intention was not so much that Yidden should have wood when they need to build the Mishkan. For that, he could have had Amazon Cloud. The reason why he planted the trees was that Yidden, while they were in Mitzrayim, should see these trees. Imagine you're in Mitzrayim. It's like desert, and you see pyramids, and you see all these other Egyptian things, and all of a sudden you come to a field and there's trees. And you turn to yourself, you say, what are these trees here for? And one Yid tells the other Yid, you know Yaakov, unser Zeid Yaakov, yo, Yaakov Avini, yo. He planted these trees. Why did he plant these trees? Because one day we're going to get out of here. And we are going to have to build a Mishkan. So the trees was always a zecher for the Yidden that they're going to leave Mitzrayim. It was more that when Yidden were schlepping under the tzaddis and sheep with Mitzrayim, they're pushing, falling to the floor with these back-breaking labor, and they're getting whipped and beaten, and they're about to give up hope, and they're about to give in to Golos, and they think that they are in Mitzrayim for eternity. They turn around and see the trees, that's a shit in the middle of the Midbar. They say, hey, what are they doing here? And that was the chizuk for them to know that they're going to get out of Mitzrayim. Ayid, we live in this world, and we need to see physical things with our physical eyes to allow us to get out of Mitzrayim. Now the question is, what do we have today? So the Rebbe explains that Yaakov, we know that the word Nasi is Rosh HaTevis Nitzutzei Shel Yaakov Avinu. Every Nasi is the spark of Yaakov. And in addition to that, trees, Arozim, are compared to who? Tzadik. Katomar Yifrach Keres Balvonoim. That a tzadik is compared to these trees. Why are there tzadikim in the world? Why are there Nasiim? Why did the Eibishter put the Rabbeim in the world? Because they do for us what the trees did for the Yidden and Mitzrayim. When we look around, we think that Golos were stuck in Olam Hazeh. All of a sudden you see a Rebbe. You say, whoa, he's so not mugbul by Olam Hazeh. It's unbelievable. Adirabe, like the Nitzochin of Hey Tevis, that the Beis HaMishpat HaFederali, that the federal court Haskins like the Ratzin of the Tzaddik. Olam Hazeh serves the Tzaddik, not the Tzaddik serving Olam Hazeh. And all of a sudden we see that this is not, the Tzaddik reminds us that this Golos is temporary. The Rebbe keeps on reminding us that our goal is not to stay here. This is not it. You speak to certain people, today is the Siyum HaShas. They think we finished the Daf Yoimi, very good. That's it, Olam Hazeh, we already have Mashiach. We have a shul, we have a shir, we finish, see 100,000 people. There's nothing better than this. We get stuck in Olam Hazeh. The tzaddik always reminds us, as good as it is today, we cannot stop working until we reach tomorrow, until we reach Mashiach. And that is the real message of Yaakov planting the kroshim, the Atzei Shittim, in Mitzrayim. Another very fascinating event that takes place is that the Eibishter tells the Yidden, I need you to make for me oirois techoshim. You have to make these coverings for the Mishkan, and they have to be made out of certain skins of animals. And he says, skins of techoshim. And Yidden went like this. What is techoshim? They never heard of Techoshim. As a matter of fact, Rashi says that it was such a rare breed of an animal that we don't even know if it was a Chaya or a Behema. The Gemara is not sure if it's a Min Chaya or it's a Min Behema. We don't even know till today. And that it had such beautiful colors. And it only was around when they needed the Mishkan. There's actually a whole Chakira, a whole Machlekes, not for now. Was it around the whole time Yidden were in the Midbar, or just at that time of the Mishkan? But either way, we're talking about a unique Bria, which the Eibishter created for the Mishkan, and not Stam, that this was going to be the overlapping curtain of the entire Mishkan, was going to be this beautiful, colorful skins of the Tchoshim, the special Tachash animal. Frexich the Shaila, what's this all about? Why is the Eibishter creating this special animal for colorful skins? Why does the Beis HaMikdash have to have colorful coverings? What's behind it? What's the message? What are we supposed to take from this inyan? And once again, the answer is in the Lukutei Sichos of Nesi Doreinu. Look at the sichas of the Rebbe. The Rebbe has a sicha. With Rebbe, this is Look at the sichas chelik lamed aleph. With Rebbe explains as follows that chaya, when we're talking about an animal of life, chaya, Rashi says, that's referring to the Eibishter. And yet we find that there are a lot of colors. Colors show on differences. Colors show on division. That one is different than the other. And the Beis HaMikdash, the whole point of the Mishkan is to remind ourselves that even the differences, when you go out to Olam Hazeh, which is called the Rishus HaRabim, because there's so many different parts, it all is connected to the Etzem, it's all connected to the Eibishter. The Eibishter is not just the Eibishter Mimal. The Eibishter is the Eibishter in this world where there are differences and everyone's an individual in our own individual lives. That's where the Eibishter is the Balabas also. The whole point of the Mishkan is the Dira B'tachtoinim, which expresses itself in the colorful animal. All the different colors are connected, are part of the same chaya. It's part of the same animal. It's all connected to the Eibishter. And the Rebbe learns out a fascinating hoira. This was said in the Fabrengen of Truma Tavshin Lamed Dalid. The Rebbe says that a lot of people think that when it comes to mitzvahs, the main important part of the mitzvahs is doing the mitzvah or the kavonis mitzvah. What about the minhagim? What about seemingly colorful things, details like minhagi Yisrael, which seemingly don't have a mocker mamish and toida? What about those things, these colorful things that make Yiddishkeit colorful? All these minhagim. Look what the Rebbe says. Especially minhagim which are connected to chinuch yilodim ktanim. They don't understand. And you would think that it's not so important. Big deal. Azachinuch, azachinuch, azamenig. Says the Rebbe, no! Even the tzeva, even the color is part of the chaya itself. These things come from the etzem and neshama, and to a certain extent, the minhagim are negeya even deeper than the other mitzvahs. To a certain extent, the minhagim are mamish nisatzim with the Eibishter. And that's what lesson we learn from the Oiris Choshim of the Mishkan.